I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hello, ladies. Welcome back to Midlife Mavericks. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. I love doing this podcast. I love connecting with all of you. And if you are new here, this podcast is for any woman who is looking to get past the ho-hum of their regular life and really step into their power of who they are, let go of the self-doubt, and really become the incredible kick-ass woman you're meant to be in the second chapter of your life. And so on this show, we have guests talking about incredible things they've done in midlife. We also have experts on everything from health and wellness to food, nutrition, sex, finances, business, whatever has to do with us in midlife. And then sometimes, like today, it's a solo episode with just me talking. And what I've been thinking about today, because I've seen a lot of trailers for it and a lot of hype, is the new show Golden Bachelor. And I don't know if you've seen it. I have not seen it. I have only seen the trailers for it, and I've seen a couple of snippets, and I've read two articles about it, which was really interesting because they said the exact opposite things. One of the reviews said it was great. It's not like The Bachelor. They really talk about issues that midlife people have, including health issues. They don't necessarily want to get married. There's no drama. The other review said it's just like The Bachelor after the first episode. It's just like these women that are crying over him. Who's going to have sex with him first? Like, it's just all drama. So I don't know which one is true. I haven't watched it, so I can't judge. But what I am interested in, though, is the fact that all of the women, at least in the trailers, and get it, I get that. And by the way, I may be one of the only women in America who has never seen one episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette or any of them. Not one. It just always seems so contrived to me. It just never appealed to me. But what bothered me about the promo pictures again is all of these women in these long gowns and all this makeup. Like, where are the real women? I'm not saying don't put your best foot forward, but this isn't real life. Like, where are the real women talking about real life issues and just being like, this is who I am, take it or leave it? I got remarried when I was 42 years old. So I was in midlife. I had baggage, I had kids, and I was like, look, this is who I am, take it or leave it. And we built an amazing foundation on being true and authentic of who we are and you know, what we're about, which takes a lot of vulnerability, sure. But isn't that what it's about when you're trying to meet another person or even just have a social relationship? Like, I just feel with 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, it's always, and even my daughters, right? They're going out, they're dressing to impress. And I'm not saying you should go out and look like a slob, but what I am saying is, does it have to be so over the top trying to impress, trying, you know, making up what your job history is, making up how much money you have to impress somebody? Because at the end of the day, it's all going to fall on its face. The show I do like, even though it's fiction, is the Sex and the City reboot and Just Like That. And I don't know why. I mean, you know, granted, Carrie's outfits and dresses just like over the top, but she's true to herself. She's honest that, you know, the love of her life died and she's trying to date and it's uncomfortable. And I love that because it's real. Miranda finally, you know, stepped into who she was, and not, I don't know if you watch it, but she realized she came out and she's gay, and she stepped into that and she owned it. And so I guess what I'm saying to you is, how do you present yourself to the world? Are you still so worried about how you look to other people, how you come across, that you're lying to yourself and you're not being your real self. The only way we are truly going to be comfortable in a relationship is when we are honest with who we are. And that to me is the beauty of midlife. It is the I don't give a fuck attitude that midlife women have. It is the, this is who I am, take it or leave it. I would love to be with you. I'd like to be with you, but I don't need to be with you. And there's no longer that expectation as in our 20s and 30s of get married, have kids, do all that. Not that a lot of the 20 and 30 year olds are getting married now, but there's no more of that pressure. We can just be who we are. So I will watch an episode of Golden Bachelor so I can see what I think of it. I have a feeling I'm not going to like it, but, and I would also highly recommend watching And Just Like That, because I think that's awesome. I love those characters. I was always into Sex and the City, but what I'm saying is be you, be authentically you. Just take up space and honor and embrace who you really are, because the right person out there is going to love you for who you are. I know that sounds cliche, but they really are. Don't start a relationship on a lie or even an embellishment. Show your true self, because your true self, a midlife woman, is an incredibly powerful, strong person and beautiful. So curious what you think about the Golden Bachelor. Leave some comments. I'd love to hear. If you are interested in becoming more confident, I have a mini self-course, self-study course, 7 days to unshakable self-confidence. It's only $27. It's available on my site under courses. You get 7 days of emails from me, exercises, all sorts of downloadable materials to help you become the confidence badass woman you're meant to be, to step into that confidence and meet the person you're meant to meet on your terms. So you can go check it out on my site, allison-jacobson.com, and I will see you next week. Bye now.